And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Merry Christmas! It's our Christmas spectacular with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. We call him Santa today because, boy, do we have a lineup of great, great gifts. And you've been trying to get through? Ha-ha! We blocked the lines. But
Adam,
we're going to open them right now. So if you want to get through, here's your chance. It's going to be a great show. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Mighty 1090. Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here we go. It is the Christmas Spectacular. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. This is one of the most fun days of the year.
Yeah, indeed. It didn't take long for the lines to fill up.
About
that's
a second,
for sure.
You know, maybe a second and a half.
As soon as Adam came up with a brilliant idea, always does, that, you know, a lot of people like start calling at 6:30 try and get in line. Nah.
Adam says,
as soon as we open the show, the lines open, boom.
Yeah,
awful.
Level of play, hand on it, and then as soon as the finger came off the button, boom, 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 boom.
It was ready to go. So thanks, Adam, and we have the lovely Jenny, or Mrs. Adam, helping Adam on the other side of the glass this morning. Thanks, Jenny, for being here early this morning. We appreciate that. So Jenny's going to take your name and address, and so when you get on, and just in case you win one of the 10 prizes.
Mega prizes.
We're ready to go there. So good morning, Captain Wish.
Good morning, Mark. Pete. Good morning, Ricky.
Santa Claus today. You're looking very Christmassy
very
today.
Festive today. Yeah, well done.
We got Santa pull. I mean, the Marlin pulling Santa's sleigh here on my old 20-year-old AFCO shirt. You know, it's a classic.
Yeah.
Comes out a couple times a year, you know, at this time of year, of course.
And, good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here we go.
And yeah.
God, I was just telling you this before we started. It seemed like we were just doing this.
Years went by so quickly.
Well, the year like we just had it. One flew by.
You know, I wrote a kind of a personal synopsis of my travel year and my experiences this year, which included some medical issues. But I kind of went on a month-by-month deal of from January to December for our Let's Talk Hookup newsletter next week. Bill says, I need an article for next week. It's like, okay, what can I do? What can I do? Okay,
yeah,
well, I'll
cool.
just kind of chronologically figure out what I did all. And then you look at what
you
did
all
every
that
year is like, wow, we did a lot last year for sure. So you can look for that in our email blast next week. But Mark, what's been going on with you in Pacific Edge?
Yeah. Oh, well, like we just said, what a year. It's been another great one for us, thanks to our loyal friends and customers, so many of which are Let's Talk Hookup listeners. And this fishing was just nonstop. It never really lagged, you know. We just went from one thing to another, and it's just been incredibly gratifying having all that bluefin around to add such a different dimension. And then this year, you know, because, you know, we get kind of spoiled after three years of all these bluefin, but then this year we had them 300-pounders in the mix and, you know, added a little extra dimension. And now I think the new thing is, you know, because these 300-pounders are out, now it's going to be deep drop swordfish. That's the thing that a lot of guys are getting into, and I personally think that that's going to be really a revolution in Southern California sport fishing here, because we've had no shortage of swordfish, and the ways that the guys have been fishing them elsewhere around the world haven't seemed to work. But what guys are figuring out now, this current round of deep drop daytime fishing seems to be working. I mean, guys are getting them.
Yeah, they are.
And
you know what's amazing is, and sadly, that the drift gill net guys and longliners are also getting them. And think about if we didn't have that fishery
in Southern,
if they would ban that fishery in Southern California, how good our swordfish fishery would be here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, and that's been an issue for years. It just, one day maybe they'll get them out of here.
Yeah.
So many of the other nets are gone, thank God. That's why our other fishing's so good. But
A little bit at a time, right?
But we've just been blessed at the store. Our bait tank business is just nothing short of fantastic. It's just crazy busy at this time of year. I mean, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's and we're so thankful for it. And we're working on a couple new products. And, we've got, I was out at the shop where we build all the stuff here the other day, and we kind of reorganized how we have all the molds sitting up on a shelf. And, they were kind of in one place before, but now they're all laid out really neatly. I was blown away at how much stuff
like
we can build you.
Don't realize how much you have until you look at it in one time.
Yeah. I'll show you the picture here when we get a minute. It's just crazy. So we got every, big or small, we build them all. Yeah. we got a lot of molds.
And the cool thing about your bait tanks is you will custom make, like you want some drawers on some side, or you want a custom, cabinet to go with the bait tank.
We're doing one right now for a guy with a boat down here. It's one of our bigger double tanks, and we're making one side the bait tank, and the other side we're flattening off the top. We're putting a sink in for his wife and putting some storage in for him. And then I spoke with a guy in Florida who runs a really nice charter. I was just looking at his charter boat. It's beautiful. I spoke with him day before yesterday. He wants a big custom double center cockpit tank on a Florida boat. Those guys are starting to get it all figured out.
He's
going to have blue runners on one side and thread fin shad on the other side. Whatever
nice.
The hell all that is.
So
but
it all figured
but,
out.
Yeah, but, and he wants some custom things. We need bigger inlets, bigger drains, because they
need more flow.
They think they do. And I can't argue with them, because this is a savvy guy. I told him, I said, dude, you've done a lot of homework here.
Yeah.
Custom toe kick, and, for a boat in Florida. We love that kind of
heck
stuff.
Yeah. Heck wait till it catches on.
Yeah.
You're going to have to hire more help.
Oh, we already got to do that.
How big was that jacuzzi that you built for the Big Bad Company boat? Because I saw the pictures of your tanks going on, all the different Bad Company rigs.
The two tanks that are up on the bow of the big boy? Well, those are 120 each.
120 each.
And I've got a picture of when Steve DeGroote was installing them. And it's just somebody was like standing out on the pulpit looking back toward the house. And there's 220-gallon tanks that look small.
They look like bow tanks.
They look like bow tanks
on a Pacifica.
Yeah. Wow. It's like, you know, but that the boat's 144 feet, guys. And it's an amazing machine. Anthony Shea and Steve Lasley and many other qualified, very excellent guys that put that thing together, and that's going to fish all over the world. What a spectacular bunch of stories they're going to have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No question about that. That's
God. But, well, yeah, we did the bow tanks for that thing.
Yeah, good. Well, Christmas Spectacular means our take on it is your take, and that is the best contributions to the show today take the prizes. And we have a huge panel of judges headed by Jenny and Adam, the Clarks back there on the other side of the glass. And they have
head judges.
The head judges. And then we have this giant group back there that are all ready.
Sure.
Ready to take your calls and listen to what your take is. And I'm not even going to say the variety of different things that have happened over the years, from songs to poems to great fishing tips to ideas and fun stories. Yep. What else am I missing?
It has been everything. It has definitely been everything.
And the vast majority are excellent.
Yeah.
And then there's the rare occasional one that slips through that's a little less than excellent.
But we can take care of that because, Adam, we have the buzzer.
That's
you
it.
Get the buzzer, you're out.
You're done.
Yeah.
I will say this, and it happens every year. The best ones, whatever they are, whether it's a poem or a song or a great story or a great tip, are just in to the point. Right back out again. The long hangers on. Hang on, let me do this.
Yeah.
And the slow moving story.
The long ones are going to get the buzzer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just a caution there. I mean, it's fast moving, crisp, concise. That's what we're looking for.
A lot of people in line behind you.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and this list of prizes. Oh, my God.
Ricky, why don't you go through that list of 10 packages, 10 prizes, which are just. Each prize we tried to put together is worth, we tried to get at least $200, and it goes up from there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that I see one that's close to less than this. So anyways, here are the list of prizes, starting number one with a Shimano Torium HG reel. And so in addition to your brand new Torium HG, you're also going to get a CalStar Graphiter 700 ml. So... We're talking $600, $600 easy for that prize right there.
And want to thank Captain Mark Wish for donating the CalStar rod, and, of course, Shimano for donating the reel. Thank you, Mark.
That came from Pacific Edge, which is very nice.
That's awesome. Next up, a brand new Shimano Tranx 400 HG. So somebody's going to get the brand new, baddest of the bad, a brand new Shimano Tranx 400. The next prize is a cool AFTCO package. It includes an AFTCO Horizon Waterproof Fleece Jacket.
Love that jacket.
So nice.
Wear it every day.
The AFTCO Stealth Fishing Shorts and a Serious Tech Shirt. Package is worth over $240 for that AFTCO clothing package. A really, really cool one. Next up, a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. I'm gonna need Kanoa Coast. There you go. Yeah. There it is. That's
my favorite style.
Kanoa Coast, and it's got the killer new blue Hawaii lenses in them.
So
a very, very cool Maui Jims, brand new blue Hawaii lens, Kanoa Coast. Somebody's getting a brand new pair of Mauis. Next up, it's a 3-quarter day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. And then with that, you're gonna get a $50 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle out in Lakeside. And you're going to get a $50 gift card to Dana Landing at Mission Bay. $100 worth of gift cards and a $150 trip. That's another lucky prize. Again, 3-quarter day San Diego, $50 to ECBT, and $50 to Dana Landing. Next up is the Seaguar Fluorocarbon Gift Pack. This is a really cool prize, too. So you get a gift pack that has three spools of Seaguar Premier Fluorocarbon and two spools of Pink Label. And then in addition, now that you've got all that killer fluorocarbon, you're going to need to have more fish to catch it on. You're also going to get a one-year membership to fishdope.com. So you get in all the good info, and you're going to get loaded with a bunch of spools of Seaguar fluorocarbon.
That's about $250-plus dollars.
Yeah, that's
probably
a great
more than
one.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, two 3-quarter day trips from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and you're going to get one of the Let's Talk Hookup and Maui Jim angle insulated tumblers, which is a really cool tumbler that's got the Maui Jim logo, Let's Talk Hookup logo, right on the a high-end tumbler with a spill-proof lid. Best cocktail mug there ever has been for a long-range
Absolutely.
Trip ever. And if that was enough, you're also going to get two Shimano flatfalls.
Yeah.
So that, again, 2 3-quarter day trips. You're going to get the killer Let's Talk Hookup insulated tumbler and two flatfalls. Next up, really cool, and Pete was nice enough to hook me up with one. They are so nice. We're giving away, we talked about it last week, one of those Anza fillet knives. High-end, custom-built knife, custom-made here in San Diego. So an Anza fillet knife with a Let's Talk Hookup AFTCO travel shirt. Really cool prize there. Next up, a 50% discount. This is a biggie. This is as they all are. A 50% discount for one person to get to go fishing with Captain Brandon Hayward aboard Bite Fishing Charters on an open party trip. So it's a $390 trip that you're going to basically get it for $195.
Yeah.
How
so
cool is that?
That's worth $195.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And somebody's, a fishing trip.
Yeah,
I mean,
somebody's
come on.
And to get to go fishing with Brandon.
Right.
And maybe catch a big sea bass, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So a very, very cool prize. And then the last but most certainly not least, prize for the 10 mega prizes is a 3-quarter day trip to go fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing and a $250 gift certificate to Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
So cool.
Roll into the tackle store, get a little shopping spree, hop on board with Taro and the boys on the Liberty, and go get you some fish.
Thanks to Doug and all the guys over at Fisherman's Landing Tackle for that one. That's about $350 right there.
Yep, probably $400. Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Wow, awesome prize. So very, very cool again.
What a lineup.
10
huh?
mega
oh
prizes
God.
For the best contribution to the show. And as Pete said, that doesn't mean it has to be a poem. It doesn't mean it has to be a tip. It's whatever the best take of this year's show is. Those are the prizes that get awarded, and it's going to be a great time. And if you want to get through, we're not going to lie, it is going to be a very busy morning on the phones, as it always is. But there are two ways to reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup, and first is our local line, and that one's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump into it.
All right, well, why don't we start it off this morning with our good buddy Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, good morning, and thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Merry Christmas, everybody, and thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Don.
Merry Christmas, Don.
Hey, I've got a short Christmas song for you. Since this was a great year for bluefin tuna, I thought I would come up with bluefin tuna for Christmas for you.
All right.
All right, here we go. I need some bluefin tuna for Christmas. I want some bluefin tuna for Christmas. I need to feel my line go tight so I can serve sashimi delight. I need a bluefin tuna for Christmas.
Nice.
I hooked a bluefin tuna for Christmas.
Oh, Adam, the judges hit you. Sorry, Don, too long.
But a great job.
But a great job. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Merry Christmas.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into them. And this time we're going to talk to Dick, who's called us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Happy holidays to everyone. And bless the tuna gods and fish gods. I have a green sustainability tip. For everybody who has caught fish and processed fish and sometimes leaves them in the freezer too long or has some trimmings left over, And I call them tuna treats, but you could use tuna or yellowtail or any fish. Our dogs love them. You take the trimmings and make like half-inch cubes out of them. You dice them, and you put them in the oven, whether it's a regular oven or a convection oven, at 200 degrees, 175 degrees, on baking sheets or sheet pans on parchment paper. Very important. The parchment paper absorbs the juices that come out of the cubes. And you cook them until they're pretty hard. You just let them cool in the oven. And then I keep ours refrigerated. Our dogs are absolutely crazy for them.
Good idea.
It makes you feel good because you're using something that you might have otherwise thrown out if it was the package that was a little too long or you have trimming. So that's my contribution. We've been feeding them to the dogs now for, gosh, well over a year. And try it. You'll like it.
I like it.
Yeah,
hey,
that's a good
Christmas.
One.
That's a good one.
Dogs are going to like it, too.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up we do Jody. Jody's calling from Vista this morning. Hey, Jody, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. I have a little Christmas poem that I created throughout the year. I hope you like.
Thanks, Jody.
Here it goes. 'Twas the day before Christmas, and all through the docks, anglers were steering, ready to rock. Stockings were hung at fisherman's landing with care, knowing that Santa Kern will be there. Anglers were lined up all in a row, boarding the boats, ready to go. Chinook, Ricky, and Pete, all snug in their boats, thinking about the Ford fishing remotes. Come see the cowboy and Tommy Pete, they say, as they have all of the great prizes to give away. All of a sudden, the reels went off with such a clatter. When Pete shouts, "Hey, what's the matter?" For what do they spy on the ocean? A special kelp paddy causing the commotion. Off the stern, fish swimming their way, anglers were catching all the bluefin, making their day. All of a sudden, Santa Kern arrives on his jet ski, led by 8 dolphin with Chinook and Ricky. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas, you see, from Arnie, Nami, and me.
Hey,
very well
job.
Done.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very good.
Merry Christmas to you, Jody. Nice job. Appreciate the call this morning.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It is the Christmas Spectacular. More from you, more reports, more phone calls, lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Speaking of Seakeeper, I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Big day today. Field Research goes out for its test run of the Seakeeper. Finally, ready to go test that amazing device on my boat. And I wish it was a little more swell, but you know, we'll find some wakes.
I am so stoked for
it's
you.
It's going to be cool.
It is. Yeah, I mean, as you know, and because you put it on Field Research, it's such the game changer. And what a cool thing.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, it takes a fantastic boat to the next level.
Yeah,
you know, it's exactly what it does.
So it's going to be interesting to see how it changes the whole dynamic of the boat too. I also want to throw out a big thank you to Berkeley from Seakeeper and Andrew Jones, who's the San Diego and Southern California actually Seakeeper installation guy. Andrew's an awesome guy. Did a phenomenal job on the install and excited to go out.
So you can fish
this afternoon.
White sea bass in West Cove with a west wind and uphill current. And not get seasick? It's gonna be
okay, so Jimmy Kingsmill was very hesitant on that because you have to run the generator, right? He's going, that's a problem with sea bass fishing, right? So maybe not. Depends on how well they're biting.
I don't know. I don't buy into that personally because if that was the case, a sport boat would never catch a sea bass.
Very true.
So
okay, then I'm running the Seakeeper when we're on West Cove.
We are a firm believer that sea bass like biting when there's tunes playing on the boat, too.
Oh, you
know, for sure.
Yeah, like
I did that in my... Yeah. I talked about that in my white sea bass seminars that I did for 22 years with Weston Outdoor News on how you got to have the downward-facing speakers and turn the bass up, especially on some of the special Pink Floyd songs. There is no doubt.
Yeah,
no,
for sure.
Absolutely no doubt whatsoever.
Yeah, they like biting on certain tunes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Especially Pink Floyd.
So you just get the right frequency generator, and it's like calling them to the boat.
Yeah, for sure. All right, it is our Christmas Spectacular. We have a lineup of 10 amazing prizes. 10 people are going to win a great prize, and it's our gift to you all out there for being such fantastic supporters and listeners of Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to continue on to the calls. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Harry, who's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Harry, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Harry.
I'll make this really fast. I have a Christmas recipe, but people may want to go back to the archives to get all the details on it. It's a savory mango yellowfin tuna pokey. You want to cook up some jasmine rice. Make sure you wash it so that the water is clear. Cook it and steam it for 25 minutes. Then what you want to do is cut up green onions, both the white part and the green top. You want a quarter cherry tomatoes. You want to cube mango into 1/4-inch cubes and slice garlic, clove real thin, and then put half-inch cubes of yellowfin tuna in a bowl. In a separate bowl, mix together a 1 tablespoon of sesame oil, 1 tablespoon of soy sauce, juice from a lemon, 1 ounce of apple cider vinegar, a dash of Tabasco sauce, a pinch of salt and pepper, and a pinch of ginger, powdered ginger. Take that, pour that over the bowl of tuna, and refrigerate it for half an hour to an hour. Then when you're done that, put the rice in a bowl, pop it with the fish, and sprinkle at the top with toasted sesame seeds,
ooh,
which you can either make yourself or buy.
Wow.
It takes about, takes about an hour and a half total time.
Chef Harry, nice Harry. Job. Good
That's
job.
A great one.
A good one. Hey, appreciate that. And like Harry said, if you can't write, write that fast, just after the show, Adam will have our archives posted at letstalkhookup.com, and you just go to the archives page. You can download it and listen to the entire show again or pieces of it or whatever.
Those archives are absolutely
really
fantastic.
Great.
And
yet
you get them up so quickly and the quality
That's
is so
thanks
good.
Thanks to Adam.
Yeah.
Man. He does
good
the
job, buddy.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Merry Christmas. Thanks a lot for the call, Harry. Appreciate that. Captain Bob Fletcher, what's up, Dart?
Hey, good morning, Pete, Bart, Rick. And
hey, Bob.
Hi, Dart.
Looking forward to the show.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to pass on some somewhat sad news that one of the leaders of sport fishing, probably the most well-known guy in Northern California, passed away from cancer on Tuesday. It was Captain Roger Thomas. And Roger was a true gentleman who for 40 years led Golden Gate Fishermen's Association, and fortunately, he passed away quietly and not in a lot of pain. And after I got over a few tears, I realized that that was the way to end a life well lived. And we should all celebrate the life of that great guy. And so I wanted to pass that news on to y'all.
Well, thanks. And, yeah, Roger had been on this show giving reports from San Francisco Bay. I believe you fished with him, right, Ricky?
Absolutely. The first salmon I caught, my dad and I went up and fished on the Salty Lady out of Sausalito. And caught our first salmon and fished with Roger and was just the nicest guy. And like you say, I mean, did so much for fishermen for so many years.
Yeah, for sure. So sad news, but what a great life and one certainly worth celebrating.
Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Well,
Merry Christmas to all. And remember, a great life, Captain Roger Thomas.
All right. Thanks, Dart. Appreciate the call this morning. Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones.
Jam-packed they are. Sylvia from Santa Barbara, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Sylvia.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
Sylvia.
I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I just want to say thank you for having all this every weekend, and I love listening to you guys, and just want to say I wish you very, very, very Merry Christmas and prosperous New Year, full of life, love, health, and wealth, and great fishing.
That's very
awesome.
Nice.
Good Christmas sentiment.
To you. Nice sentiments.
Yeah,
and
to you.
Back to you. Thanks, Sylvia.
Thank
Appreciate
you. God
the
bless.
Call. All right.
Bye.
All right. Now let's talk to Doug. Doug's calling us from Montebello this morning. What's up, Doug? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. I was wondering, let's see, who's my tip? Actually, I guess a tip. For the sea lions that come sitting on your boat or your boat dock, how about making a rip like a killer whale so they jump into the water, and then hopefully there'll be a nice shark waiting for him at the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we need something.
Something.
We need something.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Doug. Thanks a lot for the call.
Good job.
Yeah.
How about it? All right. How about we jump back into the phones, and we're going to talk to Rich. He's called us from Bradley this morning. What's up, Rich? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning. I'm not going to sing for you, but first of all, I want to give you a big thumbs up for those archives, because the technical information is shared by guys like John Collins. That show was awesome. I'd like to replay that a couple of times.
Indeed.
I agree. I enjoyed that one.
And my thing for this morning is I'd like to pass on a couple of conservation tips. Most of us that fish for calico bass appreciate how much that they share in common is in their characteristics with largemouth bass in the freshwater, and consequently a lot of techniques have crossed back and forth. Now, just between you and me, don't tell anybody, but one of the hot baits for calicos out in the ocean has been the giant slugs rigged on an extra wide gap offset owner hook, and I love those things. Now, don't tell anybody about that bait, but the point is that those awesome hooks are not only stronger than the old days where you could, and they penetrate better because of those the coatings that they use on them and the new metallurgy, the strong metals in them. But the problem with that is if a fish takes it deep and you want to just cut the line like you did in the old days, it's probably not going to rust away, and it has so many extra angles to it that it's asking a lot for it to pass through that fish. So what I've done for both largemouth and for calicos is carry a heavy-duty pair of side cutters, and when just the shank is showing and it's deep in his throat, you can reach up carefully through the gills and cut that shank in half and give that fish a better chance of survival. And so you're giving the fish a chance to pass along and catch them again next time and preserve the resource.
Good idea.
Yeah,
now,
that's
like
a good one.
Yeah,
now, good job.
For sure. Hey.
Now, my other tip that I've learned for conservation, translating from saltwater to freshwater, is the deep descending devices that we use on rock cod work well for largemouth bass because in the wintertime, those things tend to be deep. Now, a lot of times, the ones that are just living at, say, 30 feet, you pull them up and you let them go right away, they might survive. But if that fish may have moved up from 50 feet to 30 feet to feed, and then when you pull them up, it's effectively catching a fish from 30 feet to, or right. That was at 30 feet, you're actually pulling him up from 50 because that's where he moved up quickly to feed. So a descending device can save his life.
No doubt about it.
That's a good call, and you're right, because so many guys, you know, they say, I need to fizz this thing, and, you know, they use the puncture to release the air. But, I mean, as we've talked to Chugy and Scooch, if you don't know exactly what you're doing, you're probably doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And there is no screwing up a descending device that you just clip onto them, you know.
Yeah.
It's so less
And they're
invasive.
Easy, they're inexpensive, yeah. And easy to carry out.
It's so much better to poking a hole in them and just hoping that everything happens. And
for sure.
You made the best analogy ever last week. If you know, how would you do if somebody poked you with a rusty hook and just sent you on your way? I mean,
yeah.
Sure, you're going to walk home, but, you know, who's to say what lasting stuff
Nobody's going to give them antibiotics.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a little off, it's a little different, you know. Very good.
Good call, Rick. Very good, for sure. You know, while we're on that subject, thanks a lot, Merry Christmas. While we're on that subject, Ricky and I talked last week about the black sea bass, and I know you've caught a lot of black sea bass.
Oh, boy.
And Ricky had the suggestion of carrying an anchor, a small anchor, and a hook. What's your thought on releasing black sea bass properly?
Well, it depends on how deep they're coming from. So, like, we caught a really nice one here the other day out of about 35 or 40 feet of water, and he was laying there floating, and we just sent him upright, turned his head down, gave him a little push, and off he went. And from that depth of water, he just, as soon as he kicked his tail, he went right back down. When you get one of those ones on the bait grounds or at Catalina or Clemente or something that's coming out of 120 feet, that's a whole different story. So I heard what you said, Ricky, about using one of those little rubber-coated river anchors. That's a good call because those bigger blacks, I mean, that's a big balloon of air, that air bladder you're trying to get down. You need some weight. So that's if you had that rigged up in a, like you said, a plastic milk crate with 100 feet of rope and a hook attached to it, you know, a stainless hook with a barb filed off, that's an easy way to get those big guys down, and that 10 or 12 pounds will mostly do it.
So the idea is you have the anchor, then you have another smaller line attached to the bend of the hook. Is that right?
Right to the bend of the hook, yeah.
Yeah, and then when he gets down to depth, you just yank up
just
on that hook.
Pull back, and you'll never see him again.
And you'll never see him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call.
So much better than poking a hole in him.
Yeah.
And those.
And easier.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, the regular rockfish release deals that you hang a 2 or 3 pound sinker on, you know, they work fantastic for rockfish.
Absolutely.
But that's not going to get a 200 pound black down. That ain't happening.
Yeah, for
sure. We had a huge one over at Clemente. We needed our 20 pound anchor out of the dinghy on the bow that I had to hook onto that thing to get it down.
Steve Crook.
Yeah.
Steve Crook came by to tell us a story that they were doing some research on black sea bass on the Cortez, and they same exact thing. They had a real big one. They were trying to figure out how to get down, and they pulled a hatch cover, like a full, you know, a full on big, you know, hatch cover off of the boat, one of the big Freeman covers, and sent the thing back down with that, and then they made the pinhead, you know, hand over hand the hatch cover back
hatch
up.
Cover.
Oh, that'd
nice.
Be ugly.
Nice.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and three-quarter-day trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed, PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
45 minutes.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting in the Baja. We got the cast man standing by, and today, the Catch Report sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Ricky, Pedro. I hope you guys are going to have a good Christmas, and Santa's going to treat you good.
Feliz Navidad, amigo.
At least Navidad is correct.
Okay, where's my tamales?
Yeah, right? I was,
huh?
You took the words out of my mouth.
Hey, they're going to be tomorrow's the big tamale day, 2
ah,
o'clock.
Ah, okay. All right.
I got the meat in the fridge. Going to cook that up today. Going to get the masa in the morning. Got the leaves soaking. We're ready to rock.
All right.
Right.
Ready, Cass.
Hey, anyway, listen, I'm going to keep the report real short because I've got a little something to share with you. Anyway, the hot spot right now is the Montanejo. You know, it's always the hot spot during the winter, and the sailfish are there really close to the beach, blue water. Some of the boats up to 6 sails per day there. And, of course, along the beach has been really, really good for the roosters and the jacks. So, anyway, that's my fish report this week. But, Pete, I want you to put my – I need to get one of those prizes.
Okay.
Here's
what
I'm going to bring it, Cass.
All right. Here it is. Imagine this. It's Christmas Eve morning. Santa decided that since he'd worked hard all year and getting the kids' toys ready for, you know, for Christmas, that he'd take the day off and go do a little ice fishing. So he got up early, went to put some coffee on, and found out that Mrs. Claus had not bought any coffee. And so no coffee this morning. So about that time, the head elf comes in and says, "Geez, Santa, I need your help. Four of the elves are hungover from last night's Christmas party." And he goes, "Oh, gosh." Anyway, so then about that time, Mrs. Claus comes in and says her mother's coming for the holidays. And he goes, oh, no. Anyway, frustrated with all this bad news, he went to sit on his recliner. And as he sat down, he felt something warm and squishy. And found out that Rudolph, in his joking manner, had decided to take a dump in his chair. Anyway, so he...
Bad morning.
Oh, you got the buzzer, Cassman. All right, we'll let you finish the joke.
This is going to be quick. You got to hear it. So he goes to the cupboard to get a shot of rum, Flor de Cagne, of course.
Of course.
And found out that the elves had drank it there at the party. Well, anyway, just then the doorbell rings, and there's a beautiful little angel at the door with a Christmas tree. And she says, Merry Christmas, Santa. Isn't this just a lovely day? I brought you this beautiful Christmas tree. Where would you like me to put it? And that, my friends, is how the tradition of the little angel on top of the Christmas tree began.
How about that? Give him the buzzer again, Adam.
Can we?
Oh, yeah. Nice try, Cassman. But, hey, you and the family, wonderful people. Merry Christmas to you. And looking forward to many, many travels with you in 2018.
Yes, sir, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, talk to you next Saturday for the last one of the year. See if you can improve on that joke next week, okay?
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Okay. All right, okay.
Yeah, you're definitely in the running.
I'm sure that's going to make it.
Hey, that's going to wrap it up. Again, sponsored by Terrafin. Focus your offshore fishing in the best areas by using Terrafin charts. They have temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts for your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more info.
All right, let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. Phones are absolutely packed solid. This time we're going to talk to Mike. He's calling us from Rosemead this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and thank you for all the years of the weekend entertainment and some of the generous prizes that I have won. Quick tip, change your phone number and don't give it to the cast man, okay?
Good tip.
That's a good one.
I have a short little one for you. I hope it's not too corny. It's a little poem. It's called The Plight of the Fisherman. It goes like this. Okay, I lost my words here. We work hard and enjoy the gifts and privileges of the things we like and adore. We prepare in advance, days or weeks before. We leave in the darkness of night to fish in the gray of light. The vessels and gear we possess have all the tricks to maximize our success. Plotting the course, marking our spot, wishing they produce when others are not. Then daylight takes over the stars of the night. We may be out there all alone and out of sight. We may share our secret spot, but then the word gets out. And from a distance, a dam boat barrels through to ruin the chum line and shut off the bite. And that's our plight.
Very good.
That's all I got.
Yeah, all right. Good. Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Mike. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. We're going to jump back in, talk to Jose. Call us from Upland this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Jose.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Jose?
I want to say that you guys are so, the show is so fantastic for the fishing industry and for all of us fishermen. And without you, there would be a tremendous void. That's my comment.
I have a
fishing tip. This is a hot tip. And I went to Bishop about a month ago, and I fished the canyon there. And I used the Let's Talk hookup. Not the Let's Talk hookup. I used the hookup bait. All right? So I used the hookup bait. And then I used Procure Bloody Tuna on the hookup bait. And I slayed them. I mean, I couldn't keep the trout off of there. So that's my tip.
Okay.
Good one, Jose.
All right. Thanks for the nice words, Jose. Sure appreciate the call this morning very much.
All right. We're going to jump back in. This time we're going to talk to Matt. He's calling us from La Mesa. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to the show. Glad you made it.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a little jingle here. It's called Three Santas. 2017 has come to pass, and the bluefin tuna haven't run out of gas. A mom bagged a shoe 10 on the kite, boated that baby with quite a fight. Now, Santa Rick Max is quite a man, runs the best tackle shop in the land. Rods, reels, he's got it all.
drop on by or give them a call. Santa Mark Wish is the man to see if you want a white sea bass under the tree. He keeps us up on all the spots and lets us know what's been caught. And who can forget Santa Pete Gray, the man who'll fish on any given day from Guadalupe Island to the buffer zone. He's a legend on his own. So thank you, Santas, taking my call. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Very good.
Hey,
nice
very,
one.
Very
yeah.
good.
Good job, Matt. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks a lot for that. And a good contribution again, for sure.
Perfect. All right. Next up, we're going to talk to Steve. He's called us from L.A. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Steve.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
I got a tackle tip.
By the way, this Steve in L.A. is also featured this week on the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nice. He caught a beautiful Corvina down there in Ensenada, and the picture's on the front page of
the
website. So
nice.
In the winter.
Yeah, in the winter.
One.
They're not supposed to be biting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still bite. sand crabs are still up in the sand, too.
Sweet. Nice.
Yep. Anyway, I have a tackle tip for you. I was going through a lot of my old tuna tackle, the albacore stuff. Remember that? Albacore?
Oh,
what's
yeah.
an albacore?
And I came across,
one of these days.
I came across some old rubber coarse sinkers that I didn't wash, of course, when I got back. And the rubber had either broken apart or had no stretch to it at all and would break. So I thought to myself, how can I get these useless rubber core a second life and keep them out of the landfills? And so I turned them into egg sinkers, and how I did that was I removed the old rubber, of course. I inserted a plastic coffee stir straw. The diameter of a stir straw is about the same as a 3/8 to about 2 ounce rubber core. And then I cut it to size, and then I flanged the ends with a lighter or a match, and I closed the gap of the weight with a pair of pliers, and they're ready to go fishing. Now, the advantage of using this type of the rubber core is that they're low profile, and they sit, when I use them for surf fishing, they sit in the sand, the sand will come and cover them up and add weight to them, and they won't move around. The aerodynamics of them allow you to cast them farther, and the straw on the inside of them add a distance to your cast. It allows the line to pass through a lot faster. So anyway, that's my tip for this year, and hopefully everybody would get their straws out and their old rubber cores and do some crafts this week.
That's a very great
creative.
Idea, Steve. Yeah,
good idea.
Great call.
Very
good
creative.
Idea.
Hey, thanks a lot. Merry Christmas to you, Steve. Appreciate
you, guys.
The call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back in. This time we're going to talk to Dave. Comes from Poway. What's up, Dave? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Yeah.
Good morning, guys. Merry Christmas.
Oh, good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dave.
And Pete, Mr. President, we look forward to your State of the Hookup address coming up.
I like that. So, very nice.
So all the cow and super cow, bluefin, tuna caught locally, decided I had to focus on that. And so I made a remake of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I titled it Grandpa Got Pulled Over by a Bluefin. So here goes. Grandpa got pulled over by a bluefin, trolling home to our house Christmas Eve. Now, you might say there's no such thing as granders, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. That's it.
There you go.
Short and sweet.
Short
and sweet,
point.
Yeah.
Like
no time for a buzzer there, that's for sure, right?
Good job, Dave.
Nice job. Thanks a lot for the call. Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Jumping back in, we're going to talk to Tom. He's calling us from Temecula this morning. What's up, Tom? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you all in the studio there to this morning, and have a great new year, and looking forward to a lot of great fishing next year as well. My tip is really for all of private boaters. There is a tax, fuel tax fund refund available for guys who are fishing outside of 3 miles, and it does not include diesel, but all gasoline-powered vessels qualify for a gas refund. Right now, it's like 6 cents a gallon, so naturally, you have to consider, if you're burning enough fuel to qualify for that. But it's available through the state controller, and you just have to get online there. There's a form, SCGR-1, that's available online, and you can end up with a little bit of cash back from all that excessive road tax that we're paying for fuel.
Very good tip.
Yeah, that could be a great tip.
And you just keep your receipts and you send the receipts in with the form?
Exactly, and I think you have up to 3 years, so you can accumulate all that stuff over a period of time, and they can adjust that refund up. Right now it's at 6 cents a gallon, but, you know, if you're burning a lot of fuel, which there's a lot of boats that are burning a lot of fuel, that can add up to a little bit of money in your pocket for next Christmas.
No doubt about
great
it.
Call, man. No, that's a very good one.
I like that tip. Hey, very good, Tom. Thanks a lot for the call, and Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. Another full hour. We're going to check in with the Catch Report. We're going to hear more of your great input. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open-party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open-party trips from half-day, three-quarter-day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Llanero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252, 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandNarrow.com, it's unique.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club,
MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology, and no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.